you better watch your step. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. Back to the ladies, y'all keep doing y'all's thing. Cause everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low, there it goes, here we go, here comes the moon. Yeah. Things start getting all heated up and it starts getting
to local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Washington, D.C. say they're investigating a woman's claim she was assaulted by Florida GOP Congressman Corey Mills.
D.C. police say the alleged assault occurred sometime Wednesday morning inside a penthouse at one of Washington's premier apartment buildings overlooking the Potomac. Corey Mills' office released a statement saying law enforcement was asked to resolve a private matter at the congressman's residence. The Florida Republican, quote, vehemently denies any wrongdoing whatsoever and is confident he'll be quickly cleared.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The Trump administration moving ahead with more cuts to the federal workforce. The latest layoffs at the IRS, where 6,000 jobs are being slashed. A judge in New York did not set a trial date for accused killer Luigi Mangione, charged in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO in December. Mangione pleaded not guilty to state murder charges that include an enhancement for terrorism. He is also facing federal charges. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. When out and about, please remember to take things carefully and watch other people around you as well as yourself. The roads are far from favorable and can even be dangerous in some spots. So remember to give yourself extra time to get to your destination and take corners slower than you normally would, as a loss of traction could be devastating in the wrong scenario. Tomorrow, Saturday, February 22nd, at 8:30 a.m., there's a donation drive for Wild Instincts. Wild Instincts is seeking items such as blankets, towels, pet food, gas cards, canned dog and cat food, and much more to help care for injured wildlife. Every contribution helps provide comfort and care to animals in need. You can drop off your donations at Mills Trading Post from tomorrow, Saturday, February 22nd, up until Saturday, March 22nd. Once again, this is taking place beginning tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. around 105 South Brown Street in Rhinelander. The State Assembly passed 6 education bills this week. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks them down for us.
One would require the Department of Public Instruction to change the standards used in testing here in Wisconsin. The Department of Public Instruction lowered standards for students after working with 100 Wisconsin teachers. This bill would basically undo those changes. Assembly Bill 6 would require school districts spend at least 70% of their money on direct classroom expenditures. Opponents, including Democrats and Superintendent Jill Underlie, say this plan ignores some necessary costs like school safety. Another bill would ban devices in classrooms during instructional time. It would be up to each district to figure out exactly how they would do that. A survey from the DPI showed that 90% of school districts that responded already have cell phone restrictions in place. Another one of these bills would give school districts 2 weeks to provide instructional materials to district residents who request it. Advocates say families already have that access. State Superintendent Jill Underlie says this seems like a move to sow distrust in school leadership. One of the bills would require that Wisconsin students learn to read and write in cursive. Studies have shown no link between cursive and increased literacy. The DPI is opposed to this bill as well. Underlie brings up the fact that they're still waiting on Republican lawmakers to release the $50 million already approved in the budget to reform how we teach kids to read. Lastly, Assembly Bill 4 would require civics instruction for students in elementary and high schools. Underlie wasn't against this plan, but she said Wisconsin students already have some of these requirements. All of these bills now head to the State Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks beat the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116 to 110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him, make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending, he was flying around, he was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior, he's more seasoned, he's way more confident, more secure, and we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Sunny today with highs hitting the low 20s and a bit breezy this afternoon. Otherwise, tonight would become partly cloudy, lows fall to the single digits, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Then, we climb above freezing Sunday through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 23.
All right, folks, remember last hour when I said I was going to try to give away a gift certificate at about 2:45? Well, hey, I must be a human being because I got really distracted, lost track of time, and had to deal with a couple small fires. But now is the time. I'm not even going to play a song. I want to take caller number 3-715-744-1006. Be quick. Caller number 3 will have a shot at a gift certificate to a local area business. You are caller 1. Apologies, you're too fast. All right, we got the first caller. I need caller number 3. Whoever's caller number 3 will have a 50-50 shot to win a gift certificate to a local area business. And here we have caller number 2. My apologies, not today, but here we have caller number 3. Hello there.
Good afternoon.
You are on 98Q Country. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Sue.
Sue. All right, Sue. Well, thank you so much for listening to 98Q and for being super quick, especially after I goofed. And thank you for your patience if you were waiting calmly during the last hour. That's my bad. I'm sorry, but you're going to be the one to get the chance to win a gift certificate. Let's take a look here and see. We've got to figure out what business the certificate will be to if indeed you win it, Sue. Where are you from, by the way?
Springstead.
All right, all right. So all of these awesome sponsors or businesses you could probably get to pretty easily. Let's get the music going before we... There we go. Get that, the mood set right here. And now we can spin the wheel to find out what business you stand a chance to win a gift certificate to, Sue. Here
okay.
we go. And the wheel is settling on Warga's Auto and Truck Center. How's that sound? Something you can make use of? A little bit of an oil change, maybe?
Sounds good to me.
Excellent, excellent. So, Sue, have you been listening to the game? You know how it works?
Yep.
Awesome. Basically, you've just got to pick A or B. One of them's the right target. One of them's not. We're kind of flipping a digital coin here. Are you thinking A or B is the right way today, Sue?
I'm thinking C. No.
Sue has broken the game. A or B, I'm sorry, but you must pick one of those two.
I'm going to go A.
You're going with A? All right, all right. Let's get rid of this so we can hear the results of your choice. Sue picked A. Is A the right way? Let's find out.
Hi, my name is Jack Frost. We're going to have a little fun.
Oh, it's that fun one, Sue. I think this is a good sign.
Free for all!
Now for some real fun. Let's go, shall we?
Let's go. What are you waiting for?
Ow! Son of a nutcracker!
All right, Sue, you are a lucky winner for the Snowball Throwdown Showdown. You are my third winner in a row, I think. The last three people I've had on the show, on the afternoon show here, have won. You can pick up your Warga Auto and Truck Center $25 gift certificate anytime during the weekday hours from right here at the 98Q Country Studios in Park Falls.
Well, I tell you, you're the only radio station that I listen to. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much, Sue. I wish I could say I listened back to you, but you might not be broadcasting on 100,000 watts. Thank you so much for listening in to 98Q Country. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Of course. That is how it's done, folks, right there. That's how it's been done. Like I said, I think that's, is that three in a row? I think Sue is my third person in a row. Hey, I'll tell you what, folks, I'll be giving, or at least I'll be trying to give away another certificate on Monday. And if these last few days are anything to go by, you better listen for when I tell you to call. I have to get back to the country music, though, because remember, I goofed and it's the 3 o'clock hour now. We better get back to it. I've got a whole show to get on with, and I've got Alan Jackson, five in a row to start the hour. Alan Jackson, Zach Brown, Darius Rucker, Leanne Rimes, and Cody Johnson. Right now, right here on WCQM.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows, spread their wings and settle down, just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door. Just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much. You get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love. Every morning when you come downstairs, there's a mess, but I don't care. No makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fits so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know. Cause I'm finding an angel off my list. Thinking that it don't get no better than this.
You make loving you easy. Talk by candlelight. I'm gonna slow this down and make it last. The best things fly by so fast.
You make loving you easy.
Job, and so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
All right. All right. Yeah, it's all right. All right.
Don't need five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by me. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. May be a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by.
The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and let it all, baby, we can. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna go. Oh,
Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
We know the 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock struggle at work. It's real.
Oh, horrible.
We're here for you. Here's another pick-me-up song to get you through.
98 Q Country.
One-way ticket. Leanne Rimes finishing off 5 in a row on 98Q. Cody Johnson with Carrie Underwood before that with I'm Gonna Love You. Today is Sticky Bun Day, which is apparently different from a cinnamon roll, but I don't know that I could exactly tell you the difference because I've definitely had sticky buns that had cinnamon in them. Maybe whether a sticky bun has cinnamon is what makes it a cinnamon roll or not? Don't know, but today is Sticky Bun Day. That much I'm sure of. It's also Language Day. If you're multilingual, pat on the back. That to me is one of the most impressive skills. And what a basic thing. Like, speaking a second language is such a basic human thing to do. You know, it's one of those fundamental, humans generally have language, mobility. You know, there's like 5 or 10 things that kind of define the human species. Speaking a second language is a really foundational, fundamental thing to do, and just instantly you're employable. How cool is that? Today is also National Caregivers Day. There are more caregivers out there than realize it. There are people out there who are caregivers who don't know their caregivers. I know that because it happened to me over the last couple of years. I had an experience where halfway through it, I realized that I was taking care of somebody and it was somebody who needed me. And it was like, wow, okay, suddenly I'm in a role that I've seen other people in and that I've thought about and had opinions on. And it's completely different than I ever thought it was. And there are ways to become a caregiver that you couldn't possibly guess until, holy cow, you realize that it just happened to you. Happy National Caregivers Day. Oh, the day that I learned the phrase caregiver fatigue, I thought, wow, there's a term for it that just National Caregivers Day. Spare a thought. Finally, today is Card Giving Day. It's actually Card Reading Day, but I editorialized it because I can. It's Card Giving Day. Card Reading Day sounds like you're talking about reading fortunes. So Card Giving Day, we're talking about greeting cards. That's specifically why I changed the wording on that one to prevent a little bit of confusion with myself. That's what today is all about, though. Sticky buns, language, caregivers, and giving cards. Let's take a look at the weather. Coming up next from the Civic Media Weather Team. But first, a word from sponsors, and then 5 in a row before we have a little bit of fun with this day in history on WCQM.
98Q Country.
Attention hunters, anglers, and outdoor lovers. You're invited to the Sportsman's Wild Game Feed and Expo, sponsored by Northern Outdoorsmen for Christ. Absolutely free Saturday, February 22nd from 1:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. with a complimentary meal at 5 p.m. Hear Bearman Jim Van Steenstel's amazing story at 6 p.m., plus giveaways including guns, trail cams, Canadian fly fishing trip, and more. Enjoy wild game cooking demos by Buffy of Northwoods Kitchen. It's all happening Saturday, February 22nd at the Ogama Baptist Church Convention Hall in Ogama, Wisconsin.
Gear up for ice fishing at Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. From simple jig heads to top-of-the-line tip-ups and from licenses to professional guide services, Ross's has everything you need for the perfect fishing season, and they know how to use it. Ross's has been your family-owned hometown professional fishing headquarters for over 20 years. Don't forget Ross's for your wreaths and Christmas trees, too. Call them at 715-339-3625 and find Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny today with highs hitting the low 20s and a bit breezy this afternoon. Otherwise tonight would become partly cloudy, lows fall to the single digits, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Then we climb above freezing Sunday through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
I think me and you should blow this off. So much for the after party. Let's tell everybody we got lost. I think me and you should do our own thing, our own way, at my place. My way. Take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite.
word, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. See where this thing goes. All I know is that I'm all yours. All night I've got nothing but time. So take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and you're smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Take it from me. Take it from me. If you want a t-shirt to sleep in, it's my favorite, but you can keep it. Looks good, baby, you should leave it hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and you're smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. Just take it from me. Take my word, take my heart, take my kiss and maybe take it too far. But baby, take it from me. Oh, just take it from me. Kiss, so I'll call you a thief, but take it from me. What I got to give, you can have for free. Take it from me. I'll just take it from me.
AQ Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mamas, let your boys be country. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and how have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
AQ Country.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. The Flint River, catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. Roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. Roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
That's my kind of night. Luke Bryan here on 98Q Country WCQM. Gray here in the 98Q studio. The 4 o'clock hour is going to be a fun one, but I'll be honest with you folks, so is this one going to be. We're taking a quick look back at this day in history. This date, the 21st of February, but make it 1804. The first self-propelled steam locomotive made its outing at Penydarren Ironworks in Wales over 220 years ago. Steam engine, self-propelled. 1948, a little bit more recent, you might say. That was the day NASCAR was incorporated, the 21st of February, 1948. Now, here's the fun part. 2022, the 21st of February, that was the day that Vladimir Putin declared the Luhansk and Donetsk regions of Ukraine as independent from Ukraine. He moved troops into those regions, which was a prelude to the invasion that followed, which itself was basically a continuation of an invasion from 2014. But before that, apparently these days you can start a war by doing nothing more than existing and by being invaded. It's really weird to watch people say that Ukraine started this, folks. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. It's as if what actually happened was some secret, or as if facts were debatable. Imagine how disrespectful it would be to say America started it with Japan in 1941. You feel that feeling on the back of your neck when I say that? Yeah, that's kind of what's happening with Ukraine. Apparently people have forgotten, though, so just in case, Russia built up troops near Ukraine over March and April of 2021. They pulled some back in June, but they left all the infrastructure in place to supply them. Then they replaced all those troops and more by the end of 2021, surrounding Ukraine on three sides. It was a huge crisis all year because Russia was claiming they weren't going to invade while positioning 100,000 troops on the border. Are you kidding me? You're just taking your army for a walk. Have we already forgotten all that coverage during the pandemic? We watched this happen. We did. I did. You did. Only Russia could do that and then even pretend that they didn't plan an invasion. Frankly, I don't know what it takes to believe the Russian version of the story, but I have to believe that it starts with not paying much attention at best. I remember when dishonesty was unacceptable. I learned it early in school. I mean, really early. It was at St. A's. Some of you went there too. I bet you learned the same lesson. It was referred to as a commandment, and it wasn't the only one. This has been a look back at this day in history. Join me for another round on Monday during the 3 o'clock hour here on WCQM. More country music until 4.
98Q Country.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you'll be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Our featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items. And as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe, more food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98QCountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country.
Might sound strange, but
hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer waiting, my resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. Mm-hmm. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. My voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore. I've got to take the chance or let it pass by if I expect to get on with my life.
into someone else's eyes. Another voice calling me baby on the other end of the phone. A new girl putting on her makeup before dinner on Friday night. No, I don't ever wanna know. No other shotgun ride.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following last month's deadly wildfires, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announced she's fired LA Fire Department Chief Christian Crowley, effective immediately. It follows a review of the case.
The 1,000 firefighters that could have been on duty on the morning the fires broke were instead sent home on Chief Crowley's watch. These actions required her removal.
The mayor says it was the worst natural disaster her city has ever experienced. Bass was also criticized for taking an overseas trip before those fires broke out. Workers at the IRS receiving notices that they're fired, some 6,000 cuts expected. The White House maintains it will not.